The Life of Christ in Stereo. Four inspired voices testify as one. Our final session, 16. Finishing part 7, the consummation, chapter 21, Risen Victorious. After each slide, ask each other, what did you learn that was new, helpful, or important? And then what questions do you have about what you read? After 3 days in a tomb, 7 appearances recorded in the Gospels. Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene, to Joanna and Mary, and possibly others, to Clopas and a companion, to some disciples in Jerusalem, a first appearance, then a second appearance to the disciples with Thomas, and then the appearance to disciples at Lake Tiberias in Galilee. Finally, his appearance to his disciples, along with 500 others in Galilee. The disciples include Jesus' appointed apostles. Mary Magdalene. She saw 2 angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had lain, one angel at the head and the other at the feet. Woman, they asked her, why are you weeping? Why were there 2 angels? What was the scriptural requirement for the number of witnesses? She turned and saw Jesus standing there, but she didn't know it was he. Woman, Jesus asked her, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for? Mary, Jesus said. She turned towards him and said, Rabboni, which means, dear teacher. Why does it say she turned twice? In the culture, a woman deflects her gaze away from men. Angels appear to other women, to Joanna and Mary, James' mother. They did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. The angel said to them, I know you're looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. Why do you look for the living amongst the dead? He isn't here because he has risen, just as he said he would. When did he say that? Where in the scripture? To whom did he say it? We shall return to this. Anyway, the women come and report to the disciples. They left quickly and fled from the tomb, trembling with astonishment. Then they began to run to tell his disciples. As they were on their way, Jesus met them and said, Rejoice! Go tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me. By brothers, does he mean the 3 sons of Joseph? Or does he mean all those who had faith in him? On the road to Emmaus, Jesus himself approached and walked with them. Jesus said to them, Was it not necessary for the Messiah to suffer these things and then enter into his glory? Why was it necessary? Give a theological reason as well as a scriptural one. Jesus breaks bread with Cleopas and his companion. Jesus took the bread and blessed it and broke it. Their eyes were opened and they knew it was he. Then he vanished from their sight. They recognized Jesus when he broke the bread. Why bread? Why was this important to Luke, who recorded it in his gospel? Why is a communion service so important to Christian worship? Jesus meets with disciples in Jerusalem. Jesus himself came and stood among them and said to them, Peace to you. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have. When he had said this, he showed to them his hands and feet and side. The term here for ghost is phantasma, any kind of spirit being. Yes, spirits have bodies. You and I simply cannot see them. Why did he say to touch him? Later, John would report in one of his epistles, that which we have seen and heard and touched with our hands, the risen Messiah. Thomas puts his finger in Jesus' side where he had been speared by a soldier. Jesus said to Thomas, Put your finger here and look at my hands, and take your hand and press it into my side and stop doubting and believe. You have believed in me, Jesus said to Thomas, because you have seen me. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Jesus appears to his disciples at Lake Tiberias. Jesus revealed himself to the disciples again, this time at the Sea of Tiberias. They knew it was the Lord. Jesus took the bread and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was the third time that Jesus was revealed to his disciples after rising from the dead. And then to the 11 plus 500 more on a mountain in Galilee. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain specified by Jesus. When they saw him, they worshipped him, though some doubted. Jesus approached them and said, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth." In Deuteronomy 4:39, Yahweh had said that he is God in heaven and on earth, and that there is no other like him. So then, who is Jesus? They see Jesus go up into clouds. "This is what was written," said he to them, "that the Messiah had to suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins must be proclaimed in his name to all nations." As he was blessing them, he was taken up from them and was carried up into heaven. What element of this message is usually missing from American evangelism? Let us recall that Jesus taught that there would be three resurrections. He said in Mark 8:31, "I, the Son of Man, must be killed, and after 3 days rise again." Earlier he had said, "All who are in the tombs will hear with his voice and come out, those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of judgment." Thus, there was Jesus' own resurrection. We await a second resurrection, which the book of Revelation calls the first resurrection, that is, human beings. And then thirdly, those who rise to be judged, for they had not done the good. So, these four Gospels, what makes these texts credible, believable? Well, amongst other things, their accounts were eye, ear, and touch witnesses. Secondly, many of these suffered death for their witness, for they knew it was true. Then, they and their contemporaries compiled and wrote these accounts. These are not guesswork or stories compiled later. And fourthly, there are hundreds of ancient translations and manuscript copies which exist to this day, allowing us to be confident that we have the original message. Then there was the fact of the empty tomb. What does this say about Jesus? First, he is risen. He is victor over death. He is identified as the Messiah. He fulfilled many messianic predictions. He has gone into heaven. He assures us of our future resurrection. And he will return alive to reign over heaven and earth forever. What more can you think of? And for us believers, just the book of Romans affirms these facts. Jesus is declared Son of God. He was raised for our justification. Thus we walk in newness of life, united with him in baptism, for which sin has no dominion over us. We bear fruit for God. He gives life to these mortal bodies. His Holy Spirit dwells in us. Jesus is interceding in the heavens on our behalf, and believing this, we will be saved forever. Well, the apostles spread this message far and wide. What was the original apostolic gospel message? We can summarize it in 10 facts deduced from their own gospel messages. First, Jesus commanded his followers to announce this good news everywhere. God thereby fulfilled the prophet's predictions about his Messiah. Jesus performed many powerful miracles, freeing men and women, youth and children from the devil. However, men crucified Jesus, the righteous one. But then, 3 days later, God raised Jesus back to life. Many eyewitnesses saw Jesus alive again and heard him speak. Remember, God will one day judge everyone. Therefore, he commands everyone to repent, that is, stop doing what they know to be wrong. God forgives all who believe, and he will raise them to everlasting life. Finally, God gives his Holy Spirit to those who obey Jesus' commands.